Purim chapter 2, Mishnah to Yesh b'Maaseh b'Bikurim. There are rules which apply to Maaseh, Sheni, and Bikurim. Masha'en kein b'Truma, but these rules do not apply to Truma. And what are they? So the Mishnah is going to list them. Sha'Maaseh v'Habikurim, when it comes to Maaseh, Sheni, and Bikurim, to'unin habas makom. They need to be brought up to Jerusalem, and they need to be eaten in Jerusalem. But Truma can be eaten anywhere. It doesn't have to be taken up to Jerusalem. But to Unin Vidoi, also Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, there was a special text which had to be said with it. And the Maaseh Sheni, that text was said after the removal of the Maaseh in the 4th and the 7th year. And with Bikurim, as we've said previously, when the person arrived in Jerusalem at the temple with the first fruits. Vasurin La'oinein. The Maaseh Sheni and the Bikurim are forbidden to an Oinen. An Oinen is someone who one of their close relatives have passed away that day. So they can't eat Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, but they could eat Truma. Rabbi Shimon Matter. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says an Oinen may eat Bikurim, and therefore he disagrees with that. V'chiyavin b'bir, they are liable to bir, the removal. Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, which are left in one's domain, must be removed. As we said, Erev Pesach, on the 4th and the 7th year, they've got to be cleared out of someone's domain. For Rabbi Shimon Poite, but Rabbi Shimon exempts. He exempts the Bikurim from removal. Maaseh Sheni, he agrees, but Bikurim, he says, are exempt from removal. Vasurin, kol shen melechol birushalayim, and also any quantity whatsoever is forbidden to be eaten outside of Jerusalem. What it means is that if the least amount of Maaseh Sheni or Bikurim becomes mixed up with other produce, all of the produce has to be eaten in Jerusalem. And that's because you have this possibility of eating it in Jerusalem, and therefore there's no need for a nullification process to take place, so it all has to be eaten in Jerusalem. And not only that, but if it gets mixed up, if Maaseh Sheni or Bikurim get mixed up in other produce, however much produce they get mixed into, if that produce is then grown, it's replanted and regrown, what grows from that produce is also forbidden to be eaten outside of Jerusalem. Af lezarim v'lebahema, and not only that, but says the Mishnah, by non-priests or by cattle, meaning it's got to be eaten in Jerusalem, and any amount of Bikurim and Maaseh Sheni in the mixture must be eaten in Jerusalem, and it's not allowed to be eaten by non-priests or cattle. And what this means is that the Bikurim, which has to be eaten by the priests over here, even though it's growth from Bikurim, is not allowed to be eaten by non-priests. And the Maaseh Sheni, which is not allowed to be eaten by animals, so even in this case of that it's the growth of Maaseh Sheni, is also not allowed to be eaten by animals. Rabbi Shimon Matter. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He permits the outgrowth. If Bikurim or Maaseh Sheni got mixed into produce, and then that produce is planted, what grows from there, Rabbi Shimon permits. He doesn't apply to stringencies of Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim as the first opinion. Harei li b'Maaseh u'b'Bikurim, and says the Mishnah, all of these issues, all of these rules apply to Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim. Masha'en kein b'Truma, but they do not apply to Truma.